It's the opportunity through the month of February. There'll be a bin, 11 bins across Greater Manchester at each of the main police stations for members of the public to come and get rid of weapons, knives that they no longer want. It's a surrender, no questions asked. You can come in, drop your knives, weapons in the bin, and that's it. End of story. Clearly, if you're still wandering around the streets with these things, you're going to be dealt with. So it's not an amnesty, it's a surrender. I think you can see from the collection of weapons we've shown, there's some really nasty stuff there. Swords, machetes, commando knives. There's these fantasy weapons that people think look cool. They're not cool because they're blades. They cause serious injury. They can kill. So every weapon that we take off the street, every knife we take off the street, potentially saves a life.
Well, you mentioned obviously some of the knives that are on display today, and unbelievable, like scary, like movie weapons.
Yeah, well, I think that's, a lot of people think it looks cool, you know, they look nice decorations. Some people think they're sort of some mystical warrior or something if they have one of these. The reality is they're knives, they're just pieces of metal with sharp points, sharp blades, and sometimes, unfortunately, people might think they look nice on a display cabinet or up on the wall. Actually, they're knives. They're swords. People get hold of them for the wrong reason and then use them. And as I said, these have all been taken off people in the street. We've stopped people in cars and they've been in cars. We found people walking down the street with knives on them. Sometimes people carry them for their own protection. Well, I can tell you that you're not protecting yourself. You're actually increasing the risk, because I know that when people have taken weapons for some sort of taking them out in the evening because they feel protected, quite often they're the ones that end up being injured as a result of it.
You, obviously, and Greater Manchester Police see the consequences, you know, regularly of knife crime.
Yeah, well, we are fortunate in Greater Manchester that knife crime is not a major problem compared to other parts of the country. But nevertheless, we do regularly find people carrying knives. We do suffer from knife crime. Tragically, this year we've had two murders involving knives. Obviously, that's two deaths too many. But it's not just the deaths, it's the injuries that people suffer as well, and it's obviously the legacy to family and victims as well. So that needs to be stopped, and every opportunity we can take to help stop that, not just by taking the knives off the street, but what you've seen today is that this is members of the community that have come forward to ask us to do this. We've got a fantastic scheme with an artist to design a sculpture which is going to go in Trafalgar Square, which is going to be made up of the knives and weapons that we take, and that I think sends a really positive message about how the communities, how the public can actually come together and stop this from happening in the first place.
Just, I guess, talk me through the surrender itself. What do the bins look like? Where are they going to be? How does it work?
Well, they're big, you know, substantial boxes, a bit like a big post box. They're in the front of police stations. They're too heavy to move, so if anybody thinks they want to move from them, you'll be struggling. And they should be big enough to take most of the weapons that we can imagine. Obviously, sometimes there might be, I don't know, if somebody's got something that's particularly difficult and won't fit in, then they can hand that over at the front counter as well. So it really is just a case of coming in. It's on the website where the sites are, on the police website, GMP police website. That'll tell you where the bins are. You come in and you simply deposit them in the box, and that is it. You go, end of story. That's it's been surrendered.
And it is no questions asked, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. No questions asked. Like I said, though, it's not an amnesty. If you are carrying these things on the streets, you will still be stopped and dealt with for them. So these are serious offences for which you will get a serious sentence.
What if that person was saying, well, I'm actually on my way to a police station to drop that weapon off?
Well, we can test that out, and I think we'll be able to tell the truth.